am your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 74 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about, it's not mental health, maybe stress and anxiety, I think is the thing for me. So I was driving down to Sunshine PHP 2016 this weekend, and everything was going wrong. There was 30 miles per hour on the highway because the rain was so bad. There's people in the ditch everywhere. I was late. I ran out of gas. Thankfully, I caught it before I actually ran out of gas, but it made me even later. I was tired. I was hungry. I was recovering from having bronchitis for about a month because of a doctor who kind of didn't give me the right medicine or something. And we're in the middle of doing a whole bunch of work on our house and possibly selling it. And I have a whole bunch of side projects and I'm working on a book and it's a little bit late. And there's several other things. My wife is pregnant and feeling sick. There's a lot of things that are going on. And none of the individual things have made me feel like, oh, I can't handle this. You know, people said, oh, you're going to go crazy. And I thought, nope, you know, I think I got this. No big deal. So I get to Miami and soon into the evening, I'm starting to feel what I now know as palpitations, which is where you can all of a sudden kind of feel your heartbeat in a way that you normally can't. Like you can feel it in your chest without explicitly kind of reaching your hand out to hold it. My hands started getting numb, especially in my left side. I felt a little bit of tingling and I just felt kind of ill all over. And I had, you know, was still just recovering from bronchitis. And the most recent doctor had said, if things don't get better within this particular course of medicine, which I was in the middle of taking, then you need to go to ER right away and get an x-ray. So my heart's feeling weird. And I've had AFib once in the past, last time I had bronchitis, and had to get into the hospital and get all sorts of tests run and everything like that. So I was nervous. And of course, anytime your hands are tingling and your heart's, you know, whatever, and you're far away from your family, things are nervous. And that kind of continued for most of the weekend. And, you know, was looking up stroke symptoms and heart attack symptoms and all these things and thinking about going to the hospital. And thankfully I was able to talk to a few friends who have experienced really similar symptoms before. And they each said, what is going on right now is stress and anxiety. And basically went into detail about how those symptoms and several others are extremely normal for people who kind of just have a buildup of stress and anxiety. And apparently it's not in an immediate moment, or it's at least not always an immediate moment of I'm stressed in this moment and therefore will respond this way. Although it can align with that and that will connect to anxiety and panic attacks. And those are more timely. But this particular kind of concept, which I don't know if it has a name or anything, is more on the type of thing that can build up over time. And 6 months of buildup of that anxiety could exhibit, or whatever you'd call it, in a moment where you're actually not feeling stressed at all. So it might not, you know, might not even be the last week of craziness. It might be just the last 6 months. Who knows? So I've been pretty healthy most of my life. And I mean, I've been, you know, overweight a lot of my life and spent a lot of my life trying to get in shape, but I haven't had any kind of terminal diseases. I mean, I had, you know, asthma as a kid and I still have trauma problems with a little bit, but I've never been, you know, I've never had too much trouble. It surprises you how much that becomes a part of your identity to just not be, you know, long-term sick. And I thankfully, first of all, thankfully I had friends who I could talk to who said, oh yeah, don't go to the hospital. You're okay. It's hard, but here's what it is. But second of all, thankfully I've had some friends who've come out very publicly about, various, difficulties of, you know, whatever their lives are, whether it's physical difficulties or emotional or mental or whatever else. And so there's a few folks who made talking about mental illness in the developer community really well known. The first of my friends that was doing that was Greg Bogues, who works at Twilio. And then the second who I met later was Ed Finkler, who's a PHP developer. I don't actually know where he works, maybe GraphStory. And both of them have been extremely public talking about ways that various aspects of their experiences and their history have affected them. And not to say that mental illness and stress and anxiety are exactly the same, but it's also not to say that there's not overlaps. And some of the overlaps are, you know, the traditional concept of everything should be fine and if something is wrong, you should handle it privately. I think that's where I'm seeing the overlap, right? It's admitting something that might traditionally be considered a weakness, and it's really just something that you're just dealing with. And the ability, it cannot be emphasized enough that how important and helpful it is in that situation to have the ability to talk about it. So my immediate response to these things was just to not say anything about it, right? My immediate response was to have my own problem and to not tell people about it. And it just felt wrong. And it felt like it would add to the stress. One of the difficult things about stress and anxiety is that the more you think about it and the more you worry about your physical repercussions or physical symptoms or whatever, the more stressed you get. And also, I've found that the more you hold things in, the more stressed you get. And that's true for most things in my life. The more I hold things in, the less I can talk about anything, the more it adds stress to me. And I was really thankful to have models of speaking publicly about what is difficult, speaking publicly about what may not traditionally be talked about and may even traditionally have stigmas. And again, I'm not saying that stress and anxiety is the same as bipolar or depression in terms of the difficulty that it takes to speak about it. What I'm saying is it's in the same kind of, it has similar problems, even if they might be much smaller. And I think one interesting thing about this particular thing is it's not that there's not a good name for it. There's no, you know, easy way to discuss it. But I just heard person after person after person, especially since I talked about it on Twitter today, say, oh, yes, you know, I have had experiences with that. And here's what it looked like. And it was really terrifying in the moment. So when I was at Sunshine, I talked about to Adam Culp, who's the organizer, a little bit later about it. And he shared with me about his experiences in that. But not only that, he's actually written a few blog posts specifically about stress and anxiety for him and for other people. And some of the tips that he's used to kind of overcome it. So I'm going to link to those in the show notes. I'm going to link to some videos from Greg, some from Ed. And yeah, I'm hoping that me talking about it is going to help me. I'm hoping that me talking about it is going to help other people as well. One of the things that I'm doing, well, there's several things that I'm doing for myself. I've been up until about 3 a.m. every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks, working on my house. So I'm going to stop doing that and I'm just going to let the house go slower. So I'm shooting for 8 hours of sleep a night instead of 5. So that'll help. I have been exercising and eating very well, so I'm going to continue doing that. I'll probably drop my caffeine intake down and switch to caffeine-free tea for a while. I'm also trying to limit the number of responsibilities I have at any given moment. I think that's a big one for me. And so I have many, 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 many projects and pieces of my life, and a lot of them, you know, are not going to go away. My wife's going to keep being pregnant. We're going to keep figuring out house-related stuff. I'm going to keep having my job. But I have taken a little bit more kind of breaks in between things at work. And I'm also trying to take all my side projects and kind of roll them down to a more manageable point at this point. I actually might start doing the 5 Minute Geek Show more often again because structures and rhythms like that are actually really helpful for me. But unstructured things that just kind of weigh in my mind, like a lot of my side projects, I'm trying to first kind of spin them down and get them to a really good pausing point. And then second, I'm trying to get them to a point where I can ask for more help. So I've actually got a blog post going up my blog, I think tomorrow morning, listing a lot of my projects I'm working on and I'm asking for open source contributions. So if you're interested in anything like that, I'd love for you to take a look at those and see if there's any way for you to kind of be a part of them. I also just pushed really hard on doing some getting them to good stopping points for the last few days, and even launched, well, not launched. I feel like I launched the alpha of Pulled Over months ago, and I launched maybe what I guess would call like the actual real release today. Not much was different other than a new design in HTTPS, but I just think I'm ready to tell people about it so that the pressure of it being unlaunched is not sitting in my head all the time. But yeah, I just think I'm trying to get to there being less things that I'm thinking about and worried about in any given moment. And we'll see kind of where that goes for me. And like I said, if it's 6 months of buildup, then making an immediate change this week isn't going to make tomorrow different. You know, I've still had some of these symptoms on and off even today. I needed to just take a couple hours off. But I think that the awareness of it, being open about it, and starting to make some changes in my life and lifestyle, I think will move me in that direction. And it's not to say I'm not going to do lots of awesome, fun stuff. I'm still working on my book and really excited about it. Still going to do side projects. But I need to identify what are the things that stress me versus, because like my side projects are fun, but there's some stresses around them. So how can I identify the things that are stressful about those or whatever other things in my life and just eliminate the stressful pieces? So that's it. Thank you for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. If you like the show, it'd be amazing if you could share it with your friends and rate it on iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.